This week on the Dueling Review Show, it is I Hate This Place number one from Image Comics. The title of the comic had to change a little bit because originally it had a four-letter word that started with F and ended with K on it.
Fire truck.
Well, that's not a four-letter word, right? So you fail in listening and in spelling. So there
How
you go.
How dare you, sir?
Probably also, did you fail at Hangman a lot or not? Oh, no, this is from Skybound Entertainment. I know Skybound Entertainment is like an imprint of Image Comics, but it's...
Yeah, Skybound is the Bob Kirkman imprint.
Yeah, the Robert Kirkman thing, yes. I get a feeling, just like Top Cow is kind of an imprint of Image Comics, they run their businesses almost like they're very independent of one another. So I get really weird when I say Image Comics are Skybound an imprint of Image Comics. And I'm just now just going to call them Skybound Entertainment because they seem to be their own fully formed company, a company within a company at Image Comics. But if you're looking for it, it is probably under the Image banner. I know they have the Skybound logo on it, but this is your typical two lovers. They're not married yet, but they inherit a house from their great aunt that one of them has never met, that neither of them have ever met because, you know. But they go to the house and they find a secret room full of videotapes and they find one that says, "Watch this." And they watch it, and it's the aunt dying. She's like, "I'm sorry to have to tell you this, but you can never leave this place again because the creatures will get you." And it's like,
"You're doomed."
Yeah. And it then turns into zombie monster in the woods UFO horror story, which is the way the series is going. And there are rules that you have to follow. You know, the you don't let any of them touch you, which one of them's already touched the girl in the first issue. But as long as you stay in the house, they won't get you. And, you know, as long as you don't leave the property, I guess, for an extended period of time, you'll be okay. And there's some other rules, too. But I like what Kyle Stark said. He was like, you know, I wanted this to be like a mishmash of every horror thriller genre that was out there. That's why you have zombies and thing in the woods and UFOs appearing in this thing. And this was certainly a trippy ride. What did you think, Matthew?
I really enjoyed it. But for me, there's a certain niche of horror that really works well in comic book form. And, you know, the young couple coming to the strange small town, that is just like a staple. That's like, oh, there's a vampire in the woods, or oh, mysterious disappearings, or, you know, the glowing blue lady on the edge of town. These are like your classic building blocks of a horror story. So when we have these characters, you know, you're just like, hey, Gabby's coming to town. Oh, you're looking for the old same place. You can't get there from here. But, you know, this feels like a half a dozen Stephen King stories. This feels like a couple of Ray Bradbury stories. This feels like we are setting up a knock knock joke, not in terms of the material, but in terms of these are the rules. You know, a better thing would be like a sestina, or you know, what are those poetic forms where they follow the specific rules and you have to tell your sestina in the specific rhyme scheme and the specific thing. That's what this issue feels like to me. It feels like they're saying, the creators are telling us, okay, we know the rules. We're going to follow those rules, but also here's some weird stuff in here that you may not expect. Here's maybe there's an alien instead of just a ghost, and maybe the aliens and the ghosts and this, do you think that one of the ghosts is also a zombie, like his spirit, her spirit is floating around, and then her body is also there. And the ghost is like looking at the body going, "Come on, Jill, get it together. We used to be a lawyer." But oh, that's creepy. Anyway, the thing that I enjoy about it is that it kind of feels like a take on that where, you know, the House on Haunted Hill or something. But it's taking place in 2022. It's taking place where, you know, these characters are not worried necessarily about ghosts or goblins or, you know, aliens
they are.
In the wood.
Because
until they show up.
Yeah. Well, because they don't know anything. They don't know anything about the place until the things show up. Right. So the main lead girl, Trudy, is standing outside, and all of a sudden there's this thing out there, and she's like, wow. And then zombies, and she runs inside, and they're like, oh my God. And wondering why they can't get in. And of course, her significant other, Gabby, is like a survivalist. And so she's got guns and rifles and everything. She's like, we're going to blow our way out of here. And then they find the tape and they're like, oh, we created this soundproof room so you didn't have to hear them. And you can just stay in here and watch your TV all night, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then you see like the green man out in the woods and the UFO comes and does things. So I really think Kyle Starks is just having a lark and just saying, I'm just going to mash. You know what? This is Cabin in the Woods is what this is. I hate this place is 100% Cabin in the Woods.
I was sitting here and thinking when Scully and Mulder show up, this is going to be something where, you know, I'll bet you Kyle Starks watched The X-Files when they were younger, because this is something where you can clearly see all this crazy, wacky stuff happening all around there. And then, you know, Fox Mulder is like, okay, we need to go to the wilds of, what is this, Washington? I don't know. I don't think it identifies, or at least I don't recall it identifying where we are.
I don't know either. I do know that there is also another really clever twist in here, in that there was either a bank robbery or some kind of robbery went down, and this guy called Scar, because he's got scars on his face, is trying to double-cross the other two, and one of them has said, ha-ha, joke's on you, I buried the money out in the woods. And so in order to try and find where this big cache of money is, the two women have hired a bunch of hands to come work this ranch, because it's a cattle farm kind of thing. And so he turns up to be one of the ranch hands that is secretly going to be looking for the money. So this is going to go all sorts of places. I thought that this was a very interesting story and a very good first issue. I'll be honest though. So the art by Artyom Toplin, I think is how you say the name. If I'm mispronouncing your name, I apologize. And then also I saw under art is Lee Lowridge, but I don't know if that is the colorist or if that was the cover artist for this piece. But I'll be honest, I was really expecting scarier art. I was really expecting scarier composition, scarier coloring, as far as everything's just these, a simple palette. But I was really expecting, you know, really big Dutch angle, low angle stuff like you find in horror, especially as the story moves on. Cause typically when you do your horror movie, you start out with everything as normal, wide shots, close-ups that are very nice. And then as things start to get a little weird, the angle starts to cant a little bit. The angles start to get a little bit lower, shooting up. And I was really expecting that in this comic, but I didn't get that. So I was a little disappointed in the, on the art side from the scare slash horror slash thriller slash come on, follow the trope, kind of thing that, that was expected in this, for at least from the art side. But otherwise I really enjoyed this book a lot.
I kind of disagree. By the way, Lee Lowridge is a colorist.
Okay.
Topolon did the art, Lowridge did the coloring, but I like the art here, and I don't know why
I didn't like it. I was just expecting it to be more into the leaning into the genre.
I like it in the genre because, again, it kind of feels, you know, that postmodernism that has pretty much been horror since the year 2000. You have that moment of, we all know how horror movies go. We all know how horror comics look. This is going to kind of, I feel like, bend the rules, but bending them intentionally in a smart way. You know, like the first 20 minutes of Get Out feel like they're going one place, and then they're like, oh, we're going someplace. Okay, I'm going to come along for the ride. But I keep looking at this art, and I keep feeling Chew. Do you remember Chew from...
Yeah,
I want to say that was John Layman that did the art on Chew. This feels of a piece with that. And a couple of sequences, you know, especially the sequence after she gets touched by the
zombie
ghost.
Yeah.
And has the... Was it zombie? Was it
I think
ghost?
It was zombie. That's what I thought.
She had an interaction with a ghost train, for sure. But I was looking at that sequence, and I'm like, all the way through that, I was just thinking Haro County. And I'm not sure why I think that. You know, it's sometimes we talk about how certain companies feel like they almost have a house style. And that's not necessarily true of Image or even the Skybound books at Image. But for some reason, this feels very comfortably set in that sort of bizarre, weird Image universe for me. You know, how sometimes we'll talk about a book and we'll say, you know what this feels like? 90s Vertigo. That's kind of what I get out of this. This feels like 21st century Image comics. And in all the best ways, in all the right ways, I got through this book and I was like, I really appreciated that art. I liked the strangeness of it all. You know, we had an argument a couple of years ago about the lady who wrote a big piece about how horror is green and orange or something. And I was like, well, that's stupid. And you were like, no, here, this is why it works. And this is why they do it in horror. And I like it when someone bends those rules in a creative way. And I feel like that's what this art did.
Yeah, I will respectfully disagree with you. I do not think that this is, you know, breaking. It's not breaking any rules. It's not trying to be any kind of house style. You're thinking of Rob Guillory is who the artist was on Chew.
Thank you.
John Layman was the writer. I just thought it was, to be honest, if I were to look at this just based on the cover alone, and maybe it's because I've seen this artist in other places, for the longest time up until I finally read the issue this week on Sunday, I thought this was a Boom Studios book. Just based on the color scheme and the way that everything looks, because that's very much what a Boom Studios cover would look like. Image Comics tend to be a little bit different than that, but it definitely kept giving me Boom Studios vibes. My biggest complaint is I was really expecting that if we're going to do a Cabin in the Woods, because Cabin in the Woods did follow all of the horror tropes. Granted, it was telling every horror trope that was out there. And so when Kyle Starks is doing the same thing, I'm like, okay, well then the art should, if they're leaning into Cabin in the Woods, then maybe they should lean into horror trope in the art style. I'm not saying that the art is bad. I'm just saying that if you're going, you know, I think that the book would be improved even more by adopting the cinematography, you know, the cinematography of the horror genre.
I get that.
So that's the only thing I'm saying. I still enjoyed this a great deal. I was really expecting a lot more scary stuff. Not that zombies and ghosts and UFOs and the green man in the woods aren't scary, or maybe that's, maybe that's not the green man in the woods. That's maybe, what's that little reindeer kid?
Sweet Tooth.
So maybe that's Sweet Tooth coming back. Yeah. Sweet Tooth coming back for his revenge. Who did Sweet Tooth? That's,
Lemire.
Jeff Lemire. That's right. He did The Maze recently. It's good times. If you want to read something that throws everything in, including the kitchen sink, then definitely go and grab this. I think that there's an interesting story to tell here. And I think we're going to see people murdered one by one as the story goes on, because you get introduced to five characters, at least five characters in here that are going to have a role in either defending this place or dying horribly before they can pass the curse on to someone else.
Why not both?
Yeah, why not both? We will have to find out when I Hate This Place number 2 comes out next month from Skybound Entertainment. I'm going to go and say, pick this book up. Go check it out. There's a link in the show notes or over at the Major Spoilers website where you can buy this comic through our Amazon affiliate link. A little bit comes back our way, a very, very little bit. I was talking a little bit before the show, Matthew, to everyone who showed up in the chat room. A lot of great people showing up in the chat room this week. Thank you for coming and hanging out. I was telling the people that, you know, all these other comic book websites, podcasts, et cetera, often are backed by major corporations, CBS Interactive, space.com website, those kinds of things. And we are still very, very much independent. All of our shows are independent. You know, while other people have been bought out by movie studios or got their major funding startup from movie studios, we got all of our funding from our dear listeners over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. And if you're listening for the first time to the show and you're like, wow, that I Hate This Place was sounds like a great comic, and you read it and you're like, that was a great recommendation, I'm going to continue to listen to your show, you can come and join us over on our Patreon page, patreon.com/majorspoilers, and get in on even more stuff that we offer all of our fans and dear, 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 dear listeners. So we are glad to continue to keep this show free, the site free. We are not at the current time, selling the site to a mega corporation, even though we have a lot of IP that definitely somebody could come in and scoop up for, you know, and make several millions, if not billion of dollars on the big screen.
You might even say we have IP freely.
Yes, but I would not. And you should probably not either. And they certainly, if Depends would like to make a become a sponsor of the show, I mean, I guess we could say IP freely a lot. But that's a matter for a different time. We want to keep this show free. We want to keep it going as long as we can. Well, actually, this show is ending. But a lot of other stuff is coming your way over at patreon.com/majorspoilers. So bottom line for you, Matthew.
I say it's good. I say definitely check it out. I say if you're one of those guys who's like, oh, I hate everything, then don't check it out. You'll hate everything. But I also think that F-Bomb This Place is a superior title.
I think so, too. But we had a big article on it over at Major Spoilers a couple of months ago when it was first solicited as F This Place and why they had to change it because some retailers or somebody got all offended by it. But whatever. Anyway, there are tons of great comics to go pick up, whether you want to read I Hate This Place or not. We'll be back next week. The poll is up on patreon.com/majorspoilers, so you can pick next week's comics. And until then, go read some comics, because there's a lot of great stuff out there.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.